Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life is celebrating its 30th year of ministry this year, 30 years of transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. New Life Live is dedicated to helping you in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is a special edition of New Life. We've got Becky Brown right here in my studio.
Hello.
Here, rarely with us, but here she is. She is in charge of all of our clinicians and what we do in our counselor network there. Larry Soddenberg is right there in Lake Forest, and John Townsend is on his way. He had a GPS failure, and so he'll be here.
I hate when that happens.
Yeah, he'll be here shortly, and we are really excited to have John on. Yesterday, we started the program by telling you that, you know, we've been issued a challenge to, do whatever we can do to increase the support so we could expand this ministry and help more people than ever. Cover some costs and then reach out and help more people than ever. We're going to hear from you'll hear some testimonies from people who have been helped. We'd love to hear from you. 1-800-229-3000. This is not usually what we do, but we feel like it's been a challenge we have to meet. We've got to raise significantly more money between now and the end of the year, and we want you to help us. We got started yesterday. And Larry, we're going to begin with one of the folks that spoke at the 30th anniversary. She'll come on and she'll talk to us a little bit. And, I'll let you.
The other thing that I'm looking forward to when John gets here is to talk about that evening. There was a man that got up that really had an emotional connection with John and shared just what this ministry and what John meant to him. And so that with, you know, when you see that kind of a response from folks, it really tells
Bob.
You that it's, is that his name?
Yeah, Bob. And he had worked for us, worked for Fred Gross, worked for with Menrith Meyer, been in treatment. And he just had a tremendous experience of transformation. And that's what we see. You know, and this is the difference in New Life and another ministry. Another ministry, their vision is to go on the air and present people with new ideas, how to be a better father or better husband, wife, mother. That is an important ministry to have. But our calling has always been something different. It's, first of all, we were called to present the truth, the true truth, the way that it's meant to be stated, the way God intended for us to interpret that truth. And, you know, I've done over 10 Bibles trying to nail that. We do it on the program. Secondly, though, we want to apply that truth to the reality of people's lives. Then it's connection. Not just any kind of connection. We're all connected to different things. But this connection is redemptive relationship. And then here's the difference. Transformation. We want the result of a transformed life. We started doing that in treatment centers. Now we do it over the radio. We do it in our weekend intensives. We do it with counselors out there. It's all about transformation.
You know what I was thinking, Steve, is, you know, I can remember the first time I heard the show and what a difference it made in my own life. And I know that the listeners today could tell us the same exact thing, that without New Life, they would be missing their whole life because they've learned about those things that are based in truth, and they've learned about connection, and they've also experienced transformation. And we're just so grateful to be able to provide this, but we want people to be part of this change. We want them to join us and give us a call.
So 1-800-229-3000, Dr. John Townsend. Hi there. He's in the house. Hey, John.
Hey, guys.
And he's going to be helping us here on a very special edition of New Life Live, and we'll take this break. We'll come right back for more of New Life Live. Really glad you're with us today, and hope that if you've never supported the ministry, you're going to find a reason to do just that right here today.
For most of my life, I've been dealing with an opiate addiction.
Why is opioid addiction quickly becoming one of our nation's biggest killers? Maybe it's because it isn't only those who are addicted who are in denial.
We did what I see so many parents do, is it can't be an addiction. There's something medically wrong.
It's impossible to solve a problem when you don't know what you're up against, and families will try to find any explanation except the one that will put them on the right path.
Alcoholism and drug addiction is a family disease. It doesn't affect just the individual.
If someone you love is abusing painkillers, know what you're up against. It's time to admit it's addiction and seek treatment. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We have Christ-centered partner treatment centers around the country. Call 1-800-639-5433 or visit us online at newlife.com.
We just made a decision. We will do whatever it takes.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, and Dr. John Townsend's with us. And John, you know, I just want to say this. Boundaries is where it started. It didn't start there, but it's what you guys did that was huge. And it's gone so much farther than boundaries with you. But I know this. We should never minimize the impact that that one publication had on the lives of so many people. I mean, it really changes everything when a person has never really thought of it very much.
It's really true, Steve. And in fact, when it all came out 20-some years ago, Henry and I were surprised about the response because we thought, well, don't Christians know they can say no? And then as we've become more involved over the years with the radio and all the radio does here on the show, how many questions come in where somebody says, is it okay for me to say that I'm valuable, my time's valuable, that I shouldn't put up with bad behavior, that I should not be enabling and rescuing other people from the consequences? It's just what the Bible says. Bible says each person's got to lift his own load in Galatians 6. So I have always found it really helpful that one of the big ministries of New Life, and the reason I support New Life, and I'm really glad we've got this show where we're talking about the value, is because it ties in so well to the concept of boundaries and what the Bible says.
It does. And, you know, every time a woman has, and I'll just use this first, but every time a woman has stepped up and said, you know what, enough is enough. Mm. It's not just her setting a boundary, but it's the beginning of healing. The beginning of healing for her and the healing for him. And the reverse is also true, that we can make a difference, whether male or female, husband, wife, single, parent, whatever, when we finally stop enabling evil and we do the tough thing, the loving thing, which is sometimes the painful thing.
Yeah, you know, the show itself supports that in so many ways, Steve, because people say, well, I know I shouldn't put up with this, but, you know, an addict in my life or somebody controlling or someone abusive, and yet they don't have enough community. I have seen so often where the radio program itself, I mean, the host and even listeners will be that community that holds up the person's arms and says, you know, we'll help you do this.
I'm not sure there's another vehicle other than this radio program that gives people permission to talk about things.
Exactly. I don't think there is.
Yeah. Right, and that's the beauty of this.
And how many times do people come to something we do, and what they were expecting was shame, mm-hmm. but what they got was grace, direction, a path, a process, people to help them along
the
way.
Yeah, what they were expecting was, well, obviously you're not loving them enough, or obviously right. you're not surrendered mm-hmm. enough, mm-hmm. or obviously you're not being patient enough, and hey, let's read your Bible.
Yeah. All right, let's go over here to Paula May from New Bedford, Massachusetts. She listens on WEZE. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right, and really glad you've called us today. How can we help?
Thank you so much. Well, I just wanted to say that I chose Jesus, and I go to New Bedford. New Life, Pastor Marco, has helped me so much believing in God, and I came from being through domestic violence, and I've been 2 years away from it, and 2 years clean of alcohol, and New Life has absolutely given me a new life.
Wonderful. Wow. And so 2 years clean and sober, huh?
Good for you, Paula.
Correct. 2 years.
And how long have you been listening? How long have you been listening to New Life?
I've been listening to you guys for about a month. My hairdresser, Alexandra, in Boston, Massachusetts, had told me about you guys, and I've been listening to you guys ever since for about a month now.
Well, welcome.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Thanks
so
for letting us know that we have been supportive of what started with your church and your pastor. And really, that's we were just talking about this earlier. That is the role of New Life, is to help the church do what is very difficult for any church to do.
I think so many times people call us with stuff that they're not going to put in the church bulletin.
No.
And they're not going to ask for prayer, but they need help, and they have a strong faith, but they don't know where their faith will intersect with mm-hmm. the struggle that they're in.
Right.
And New Life is there to help.
Yeah.
And what
let me just say this real quick. If you got a story like Paula May, we'd love to hear it. 1-800-229-3000. That is the number. 1-800-229-3000.
What I wanted to say to Paula May was spread the word. And that's what I want to say to everybody who's listening. Let your friends know about this program.
Yeah.
Too many people have told me, you guys are the best kept secret.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want to be a secret. We want to stand on the mountaintop and yell and let people know that we exist and that we're helping people and that lives are changed. So,
well, we want you to help us. We want you to help us help others. It is about what God does through us. We don't do it on our own. We can do nothing on our own. We've proved that over and over again. And so if you can help us, here's the number. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And say, well, what is a new life worth? Well, I can tell you about what it costs. When somebody comes to a workshop, it's about $800. Well, maybe you could give $800 right now. And that would go right into the scholarship fund. You can just say, well, put it right there, and somebody's going to get help who couldn't have gotten help because of you. Maybe you don't have $800. Maybe you've got $80 a month you could do, or for 12 months or so. Or maybe it's $40 for 2 years. But here's what happens. When you make a commitment to give on a regular basis, you're not just supportive. You are in the family. You're our giving family. We can count on you. And we're grateful for that kind of regular, consistent giving. And we're asking folks who have given before to help now. We're asking those who've never given to use this as a great start in the giving process. I'm going to offer you something. We've never offered it before, but it's 100 Days of Character. It's the daily devotional. Now, many of you got the 100 Days of Prayer daily devotional, and you loved it. I think it's my mom's favorite thing we've ever sent out to anybody to say thank you. If you don't have prayer, you can call and you could say, I'll take, as a way of saying thank you to you, you can ask for either 100 Days of Prayer or 100 Days of Character. These daily devotionals, 100 days, like going over this with your kids, 100 Days of Character. They need this. And it's just our way of saying thank you.
So one of the things that I just am so passionate about is when somebody asks me for help, I am quick to say you should go look at newlife.com or call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE because we have help in all different parts of the country. And what I would love for the listeners to do today is give us a call. We want to hear back from you. We want to hear your stories because when you share what you have experienced in your own life, you are encouraging someone who is out there who hasn't yet taken the step to call. And it's really hard to call for help, especially when you're struggling with something. But, you know, if you're listening today and you've been listening for any period of time with New Life, I know that your life has been impacted positively.
Mm-hmm.
And as you share how God has worked in your life through New Life, you are going to help others to find that hope and that healing that we talk about all the time.
Yeah, Steve, could we listen to a testimony from Charles? I've got a follow-up to that that's really interesting.
Okay, so let's hear from Charles right now.
I don't know if you remember me a couple weeks ago. I called you guys. I struggled with suicidal thoughts.
Veteran. Oh, yeah, we were talking about suicide that day. That's right. Wow.
I just wanted to say to whoever's listening that you guys saved my life.
Wow.
How's that? What happened?
I was just in a really bad place that day, and talking to you guys really helped me out. I've got a great wife who's very supportive. I listen to you guys every day. Just something about your program touches me every day. No matter what it's about, it does. I just want people out there to know that calling in does help. Talking to somebody that can relate to what you're dealing with helps.
Well, I'm so thankful,
Charles,
that
yeah.
you called.
Thank you
I'm
so much.
That you have some hope.
Steve, we got a letter in the mail from a Club New Life member. She also enclosed a nice check beyond her Club New Life gift, and here's what her letter said. It said, "Listening to you speak with Charles today was very moving. My first thought was, thank you, God, for this radio show that Charles could call. And then the three of you were so very kind and loving. You gave him hope. You give people hope every day, but this was not your average caller." And I just love that. You know, hope is everything.
It is. And, you know, we don't just tell you, here's something you could think about. Here's something you could read about. We can connect you. Well, first, we've got an 800 number. You can talk to somebody right now if you're desperate. Secondly, we'll connect you with a counselor, or we'll get you a resource, or we'll see if we can put you into one of those one of our great workshops. And if you don't have money, we've got scholarships available. And that's what this program is about, is being sure we've got the money to help the people that don't have it, be sure we've got the support to stay on the air. And, you know, Salem Broadcasting saying, hey, let's do some things differently with you guys, and we'll help you so that one day you're going to be expanding the footprint and helping more people than ever before.
And I want our audience to think, what would have happened with Charles had New Life not been on the air?
Right.
Yep. You know, he might not be around today because he was really contemplating suicide. He said, you guys saved my life. You know, how do you put a value on that?
I remember, we were, somebody heard the program, and they weren't suicidal. They were homicidal. They had almost overdosed on cocaine and meth and things like that. And miraculously, he was literally going home to kill his wife and children. He was just obsessed. He hears the 800 number, 1-800 New Life, and calls it, and I mean, makes a beeline into getting the help that he needed. And so there's an example. Who knows what the outcome would be? But more than that, there's a mother who struggles. Wants to give up, thinks I'm not, you know, fit for this. And then she hears, I'm not alone. Other people struggle. Here's some hope. Here's some things that I can do. And that's why we want to stay on the air. If you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And like I said, I'll send you either 100 days of prayer or 100 days of character, the daily devotional. We've never offered 100 days of character. It's brand new, but you can get it with a gift of any amount. I just want to say this too. You know, Francis Schaeffer was a great man. He said that the gospel needs to be recommunicated into every new generation. Ken Taylor certainly did that with the Living Bible. And so many people read the Bible that never had. And then in our generation, Eugene Peterson created The Message, a beautiful rendition of Scripture. Not a direct translation, but Eugene died, I believe it was yesterday, he's 85, and we honor his brilliance in so many ways. Well, this is what New Life has tried to do. We have tried to recommunicate God's truth to where it hits the heart. It applies to real life situations that anybody is going through. And we want you to help us to do that. It's not about a better idea. It's about a better life, a transformed life. And we've been fortunate to have people, Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dave Stoop. We brought in other folks like Dr. Daniel Amen from time to time. Dr. Okamoto's been here. We'll continue to bring other folks in with their wisdom too. But the consistent wisdom of the guys that we've, the brilliance of these guys that I've had sitting around me. I was telling somebody the other day, this person asked me, how could you be so smart? And I said to this fourth grader, well, I've had a lot of people that knew a lot more than I do, and I've been with them hour every weekday, and you do pick things up. And I know many of you have picked up some wisdom, too.
So let's hear from you.
1-800-NEW-LIFE to support us. If you'd like to say something on the program, you can join us. 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We love you. We care about you. We want to hear from you. We'll be back right after this.
My husband had done the Every Man's Battles, and I thought, what? There's something for women?
The Restore Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C., November 9th through the 11th.
Here are so many other people that are going through the same things, that love the Lord, and it doesn't look very Jesus to do certain things and think certain things about your mate, but that's normal. I just got a new normal. It's not dark in there. It's very light. You literally hear people laughing that could not even smile or frown. I was that way as well. I was pretty much just flat. It happened almost immediately, the energy of everyone pulling together for restoration. It happens pretty fast.
To find out more about the Restore Workshop, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It went from get out quick with the info to making friends.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. We're back. Well, very fortunate to have John Townsend with us. And, of course, John has the Leadership and Counseling Institute. People are getting their master's degree under his direction and curriculum. And we honor him for that, and you can find out about that at his website. Just give that real quick, John. It is?
It's just drtownsend.com, and then you type the word institute, and you're there.
Okay. All right. So that's how you get in touch with him. But, John, you have been around, and you've got some insight into New Life that you wanted to share.
Well, you know, I'm really kind of enjoying listening to, like, our callers who are saying how much the program has helped and just kind of us as a team and thinking about all this. And one of the things that has really, really been a consistent issue and a benefit, and the reason, one of the reasons I support New Life is because the answers are there. Most people call saying, nobody's been here. Nobody's had a divorce like I've had. Mm-hmm. Nobody's had an adult child like I've had, or a depression or a drug addiction or whatever. And they feel alone. They feel like nobody gets it and I'm all by myself. And maybe people in their local sphere don't get it. Maybe people in their church or their community or their friends, they don't get it. And they feel kind of like outcasts, like, you know, I got nowhere to go. Mm-hmm. And goodness gracious, all the calls we've had over the years where we say, yeah, in essence, number one, God has seen it, you know, nothing new under the sun. But number two, a lot of us will say, yeah, well, I've seen this a million times. I've seen this many times with a person in your situation. Yeah, here's the steps. And you can feel the person's anxiety drop. And like Larry mentioned earlier, their hope go better. Like, wait a minute. They've seen a lot of me. It's like going to a doctor who says, yeah, I've seen a lot of you. I've studied you. Mm-hmm. You're nothing scary or different. And I think that's one of the advantages of a long-term ministry that people have supported and need to continue supporting, is that the answers are here. They're basically in the human, emotional, relational, psychological condition. You know, the answers are here.
And the first step is hope.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, the other day, a woman mentioned a call. This isn't a call from a long time ago. It was fairly recent. And it was one of the more troubling calls that we've ever taken. One of those calls that just grips you. And here's what it was. The woman's stepson had been filming her or videoing her while she was taking a bath and a shower. And her husband, his father, wasn't fully taking up for her. Mm. And this person was saying to me, where else could that woman have gone to ask that question anonymously to deal with it in her shame, humiliation, and really a sense of betrayal? Mm-hmm. You could see the little tiny rationale of a father thinking, I've got to stand by my son, but that should have lasted about 10 seconds.
Yep, max.
And he could have jumped right over there and said, honey, this is not going to stand. And she heard that from us, that we were her advocate. She had a right to demand that she be supported by her husband while they're getting help for this boy, not denying it, not minimizing it. And I was just grateful we were there. But I'll tell you, it's one of the many calls over the years that have truly impacted me, one of those that we'll never
and
forget.
And we want to keep being here for those folks.
All right, we're going to go to Thomas, but first I'm just going to give you the number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you could support us in this time where we're really needing to raise quite a bit of money between now and the end of the year. And if you wanted to go right to a scholarship, you tell us. About $800 covers our cost for somebody going to one of these workshops, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us on the air like Thomas is about to do, it's 1-800-229-3000. So let's go to Thomas. Thomas, welcome to New Life. How you doing, buddy?
Yes, good afternoon, Mr. Redburn. How are you, sir?
I am okay, and I think you're calling from Albany, New York, and we're always grateful to be there in New York.
Well, thank you, sir. Sir, I'm calling. I heard you mention something on the radio today, and I wanted to call with a success story, and that success story was due to you folks on New Life. What it was, sir, I called you approximately a year ago, and I just completed 30 years of military service. But I was suffering very, very bad from alcoholism. I had just got out of my third rehab when I felt very, very desperate finally, and getting a chance to call you guys and talking to you. And I was instructed by y'all that I was doing something incorrectly in the fact that I was trying to fight alcoholism alone. And it was on New Life that you guys said to go to Get With Community. And I never even thought of that, sir. And from that day forward, along with the Life Recovery Bible, my life has completely and totally changed, sir.
Oh, I love hearing that, Thomas. God bless you, buddy.
So great.
And
thanks for your service.
Yeah, let me send you this little, just our way of saying thanks. We'll send you this little 100 Days of Character, this daily devotional. It's green just like the Life Recovery Bible is. Thomas, God bless you.
Yes.
I'm hoping and praying that somebody listening is going to say, wow, I've been trying something on my own, whether it was recovery from alcohol or whatever. It is community. It's redemptive relationship in a healthy community. Sure. And I hope people heard that message. Stop trying on your own. Get the help. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And I'm also pretty thrilled that the Life Recovery Bible had a role in that too. Thomas, hold on. I want to send you a thank you. If you can help us help more people just like Thomas, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Give us a call.
My wife had found me out and came home one weekend. She had revealed my secret. The only reason I was sorry at that time is because I had been caught. I had had the Every Man's Battle book for years and pulled that book out that weekend and found the phone number on the back and called it. And then a week later, I was at Every Man's Battle. It really gave me the start I needed for my recovery. I never had had that opportunity to sit down with guys I didn't even know and totally open up. The good thing was I was opening up to guys I didn't even know. So why did I care? Just lay it all out on the table. I have nothing to lose. You need to check it out. At least go online, check out what it's about, and take the chance and go do it.
If you're struggling, call us. There are people on the other end of the line who want to hear from you, who want to help you. We don't want you to go on struggling. But you got to take that first step. Just give us a call. It's 1-800-639-5433. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
As you're doing God's work here, you're restoring marriages, you're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Hey, we are back. Steve Artemer here. We got Dr. John Townsend on the program, Larry Sonnenberg, Becky Brown, head of our clinical network here. And we're asking you to help us, support us. We've already heard some great stories. We want to play. You know what I want to do before we go? Raj was such an amazing story yesterday. I want to play that for everybody. Maybe you didn't hear it yesterday. I can't hear it enough. But first, let's talk to Edwin, Milton, Massachusetts, listens on WEZE. And by the way, I was just there the other day doing a pastor's appreciation luncheon there for the station WEZE. What a great group of people. And I just loved every one of those pastors that came. There are so many new bilingual pastors. I had a translator there. It was so much fun. And I opened up by saying, you know, this is a tough world. We've got people, the opioid epidemic, sexual addiction. We've got divorce, depression. And then I said, and that's just your elders and deacons. Oh, they thought we got into it laughing from the very beginning. Because, you know, some of them, maybe they're not so big on their elders and deacons. I don't know. Anyway, Edwin, thanks for calling us. How you doing?
Oh, how you doing? Thank you.
Sure. What's going on?
Well, the thing is that your program is very helpful because years ago, I've been listening to your program for maybe 15, 20 years or even longer. But when I went through my divorce, I was kind of depressed. I was feeling so, you know, very low. And sometimes you do things very, you know, you've been drinking and you know, and you almost can drink yourself to death. You know, I could have do a suicidal, but with your program, I was listening to everybody's, you know, different problems that they were going through, And then I was going through my changes, and then you guys, your program, they, you know, there was so much to say that it hit me in the heart, and how, you know, how Christ can work with you guys, with your program. It saved myself from suicidal and going through my changes. So every day I used to listen to your program, and, you know, even though there was tears in my eyes, like, I can't believe that this program does help a lot of people in different directions.
Thank you for...
So that's why, and I mean, I like right now, even though I'm talking to you, how you, if it wasn't for you, who knows where I could have ended up, you know. I could have killed myself or, you know, just do something violent. But with your program, I started thinking twice, because I do have two kids, you know, teenagers already, and imagine without me, where would they be end up without a father?
So would you encourage people to help support us financially, Milton?
Yes, Edwin. Definitely. Because, like I tell you, I was going through my changes. Everybody goes through a different, you know, everybody has problem, but in different areas. Struggle with their addiction, or even family, or even marriages. We all go through some changes in life that it's like a wave. And to tell you the truth, this program, I used to listen to it, you know, everybody has a problem. You talk about drug addiction, you talk about divorce, how, I mean, divorce is not easy. It's very... it's sad to say that 50-50 of the Americans, you know, I mean, marriage, everybody could get divorced at one day, you know, without even thinking.
We're so thankful, Edwin. We're thankful, Edwin, that you were able to tune in all those years ago and then just continue to listen, because as you are continuing to grow in your own recovery and parenting your teenagers as they get ready to launch into their adulthood, you have also had a great positive impact on their life, and we're thankful to have been part of it.
Yeah. Now, the call screener said you're going to start giving today. Is that right?
Yes.
I love that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for that, and God bless you, and I'm going to send you this great little devotional, 100 Days of Character. I hope that you'll enjoy it, and that's our gift. Anybody, a gift of any amount, get on board. Become part of the New Life Giving family, and every one of these transformations that you hear about, that's you. You're part of that, and we are grateful that you are.
Should we listen to Raj?
Let's do it. Let's hear from Raj. We played this yesterday. People were in tears over it, as I was. Let's hear from Raj.
I wanted to share the impact this organization, New Life, has had over me, my life, and my marriage in the course of this year. I originally come from India. I'm sure my accent gave it away. I grew up with a lot of pornography addiction. It was just prevalent there. And I'm entering this marriage assuming that watching porn is just normal for men and marriage is going to fix it. I mean, you just get sex anytime, no restrictions, and that's the solution. But little did I know how naive I was. As soon as I got married, my behaviors, my actions did not change. And I came to my senses that I need to fix myself. That's when I started seeking some answers. I read the book, Every Man's Battle, which said, hey, there's also a workshop we do, which is called Every Man's Battle. And so I went to the Every Man's Battle workshop. And in all transparency, I am not of Christian faith, but I wanted to go in because here are a group of guys and girls. They're trying to teach something, and I want to learn what's behind there. What are they trying to teach? There's something valuable there. And I, in fact, even before I registered for the workshop, I called in and I checked, hey, I want to make sure I'm not a Christian. Can I still come in and attend? And the lady was very sweet, kind. She said, yes, you're welcome. I mean, we're not, it's Christian based, you should know that, but anybody's welcome. And I show up there, and my whole definition of sex, sexuality was so distorted in my head. He just put it all together. He fixed my head. And then we decided that a good next step for us is to come here to this workshop as a couple and learn what is marriage, what's the right way to do it. And you all have no idea how grateful I feel for what you have done for me, for my family, for my marriage, and for my future. And I don't think I can ever say enough words or do enough for you to say how grateful I am.
Wow.
Okay, go ahead, Larry.
Well, you know, it's that testimony and others like it that we get to hear so often that keep me coming back here. The life change. I was talking to some of my buddies at breakfast this morning, and I said, they said, why do you keep doing this? Because you share with us from time to time that you always are asking and you need to always find more money and keep this thing going. And I tell them that more than my experience at the churches I've been to and my other gig at another big nonprofit, this ministry does things that nobody else does, and it helps people in ways no other ministry does. And if you're not touched by Raj, and if you're not willing to make a gift, my goodness, we really need some help. Our need is real. You heard Raj's voice. He doesn't know how to thank us. You know what he did? He joined Club New Life, and he's supporting us every month, and he's not a Christian.
Yeah.
But he saw an experience. he saw an experience of Jesus when he was at those two workshops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, when you get folks like Raj, who I was really moved by too, you start to get aware of the expertise here.
Thank you.
I mean, a lot of people say, well, we'll hug you, we'll pray for you.
Right.
And we need hugs and prayers.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But then there's people that understand sexuality, eating disorder, sexual addictions, understand depression, alcoholism.
Issues, yeah.
And so where can you get, by tuning into just a radio station, the level of competence and experts? I mean, you could read a bunch of books, or you could go see counselors, which we all do.
Yeah.
But this is like you turn it on, and all these people have access to a very deep bench of expertise.
And, you know, we talked about the church, and just this morning we got a letter from a pastor. He says, my wife and I listen to the radio program every day, benefit personally as well as appreciating growth and change, which happens for so many. I'm a retired pastor, served 40 years as pastor, half those years as a certified marriage and family therapist. This background gives me such a great appreciation of the quality of your counselors and the deep insights they bring to the issues. And I'm encouraged by the rich Christian commitment you bring to the work you do. This kind of life-changing ministry is far too rare. I pray your work can continue for 30 more years and beyond.
Amen.
Well, we'll continue if our listeners, if you who are listening right now, will step up, call 800-NEW-LIFE, make a gift, go to our app. We have an app, a New Life Ministries app. Go online, make a gift to New Life. It's something important. Help somebody else get a life change. Please, we need your help.
We'll be back. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Please help us.
We need to talk. She's asked me for the first time if I would consider myself a sex addict. You know, I thought it was just about admitting the things that I had done wrong. I never had a clue that it was about redeeming our story. You know, I thought it was just about coming clean on what I had done. I had no idea how to help her with her pain. She was a mess, I was a mess, and we got divorced. Going to EMB, surrounding myself with these other men, they accepted me for who I was and what I had done, but they challenged me to step up and do better. You know, they'll be around other men who are not just pointing the finger, but willing to get in and wade through it with them, you know, get in the trenches. They'll get hope from this workshop. Take my sweet wife and my story. We were divorced, remarried, and on our way to what I think will be the sweetest years of our lives. You know, it's no longer simply about surviving. For the first time ever, you know, we're thriving, we're enjoying where we're at.
Hey, listen, if you're struggling, we want to see you at the workshop. Give us a call, 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here with Dr. John Townsend, Larry Sonnenberg, Becky Brown, and you. We've had these great, great, wonderful calls. And, you know, I was reminded of, you know, we love helping people. We love reaching people with the best of biblical truth, the best of what we know from research and how people can be helped. But we're just like you. We're just people, and we love people. I have a little list of details that people sometimes might forget, and you might forget that there is a tremendous love of others that started this whole program that continues to go. And it reminded me, John and I were at an event. Everybody was dancing. And there was a young woman in a wheelchair over at the side.
It was a New Life event.
Yeah. And you know, rather than ignore that, we went over. I grabbed the back of the chair. We pushed her out on the dance floor. People were all around. John was dancing, and I was moving the chair to the beat as best as I could, to the beat of the music. And, oh, my goodness, the joy on her face. And I just want you to know, if that had been you in that wheelchair, we would have done that for you. And as long as we can be on this particular, however you hear us right now, whether it's SiriusXM or your local station or the app that we have or at newlife.com, as long as we can be here, we're going to be here. Because just like that young woman in the wheelchair, we have a heart for your heart. We want life to be better for you.
Steve, I want to piggyback on that. We were in Israel, and we were going through Hezekiah's tunnel. One of our folks that were traveling with us on that trip, I don't remember her name, but she had a physical handicap where she needed help walking. And we all walked slow with her, but she was a little concerned about going through this Hezekiah's tunnel. It's very narrow. It's dark. Mm-hmm. So Sherry Keffer stood in front of her and walked backwards all the way through the tunnel holding her hands.
Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's just the kind of people that we are, and that gives a picture of what we do when we see people in need.
Yeah, it does. So if you want to be part of this ministry, it's a ministry. It connects with people. It tries to give them the truth, put them in redemptive relationship, and then find that path toward transformation. You know, Romans 12:2 says that you could be transformed, and the New Living says it this way, by changing the way that you think. Some people say, oh, it sounds so simple. But I got to tell you, I think one of the hardest things in the world is to change the way that you think. Mm. We think we should have the answer ourselves. We think we must have the answer. And really, it all begins with surrender, where we quit thinking one way and start looking for what is God's way. I've been quoting Jeremiah 6:16, where he says, stop at the crossroads, look around, and find the old godly path and walk in it. We've been talking about the old godly path, and it works today just like it did 2,000, 3,000 years ago. It begins with a humbling down and a surrender, and then taking the steps that need to be taken. We can't do it without you. We can't encourage people down that path. And if you can help us, I'd love for you to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE right now, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and support us with a gift of any amount. I'll send you 100 Days of Character, brand new daily devotional. Or if you like what we've sent all of our Club New Life members, 100 Days of Prayer, you could ask for that. But I want to thank you with one of those devotions.
Steve, someone pointed out to me this morning, you know, a lot of the preaching ministries that are listening to people here on radio, great ministries, great messages. But one of the reasons they don't as often probably seek support on the air in as strong a way maybe as we have done lately, they all have churches, and they have built into some of their church budget is support of their ministry, their media ministries. And we don't have that. We don't have a church supporting us.
Right. That's right.
We would love to have a bunch of churches come alongside of us and put us in their missions budget or something.
Yeah, we would.
But,
you know what I want to address, though, is those listeners. I want to talk to them directly because I am a listener. I've been a listener for a long time. And I still say I'm New Life's biggest fan. And yet there were years in the beginning where I wasn't a faithful supporter. I would give a gift here or there, and I would tell everybody how great New Life was and how it impacted my life and how it could help them and, you know, and be real excited about it. But I came to realize, oh my gosh, I need to be a regular supporter. I need to be engaged with the New Life family. And I want to encourage all of you listeners right now. I know so many of you are thinking, yeah, I give to New Life and I love New Life and I would hate to see it go away. But I want to encourage you to take an action step. Give us a call at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to encourage someone else, call us and let us hear what New Life has done for you. But also, just take that step to be supportive of the very ministry that has helped you so much.
Yeah, please do. John, anything you want to add as we close out our program? So grateful you could join us for this. Oh, before you do that, anybody wanting to talk about your problem right after this program, we're going to do another program with John. And you can call us at 1-800-229-3000 and ask John, Becky, myself, anybody, any problem with you. This was a special
another
program.
Two programs.
Yeah, two programs. So next couple hours, 1-800-229-3000. But John, anything you want to say as we close out this program?
Yeah, Steve, when you think about like how God heals people, you go back to John 1:14, where it says that Jesus came full of two things. He was full of grace and he was full of truth. And grace is the relational aspect of warmth and acceptance, and truth is the information we need. You know, we have thousands of people who come in and they say, I need an answer, and we've got an answer for them. Mm-hmm. But then thousands of other people call and say, I just need to know somebody gives a rip about me, and they're warm and they care. And we've got that too. So where else are you going to get, by turning on the radio, grace and truth that do the healing work? So that's right. Why I'm a supporter, and I think that's mm-hmm. what we ought to think about.
Well, I appreciate you and all that you've done to support us financially and just support us with the things that you say and the stuff that you don't reveal about me personally. I appreciate it.
Oh, please tell.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. And, you know, I was thinking the other day about four B's in the Bible. Boundaries, you and Henry have certainly helped people set them. And battles, we've talked about every man's battle for years, and so many people have been helped. Brains, Dr. Amen has really helped us see the brain as an organ that can be treated. And brilliance, all the folks on this program, and it's all everything we do is based on the Bible. We have not had one person on this program drift into some kind of liberal, weird, strange thinking about Scripture, and I'm so grateful for that. We want to be doing this. We want to be helping people, reaching people. Today you've heard somebody say, it was suicide I was saved from. I recovered from divorce. It was alcoholism, sexual addiction. You've heard all of these things here today because we were here, and we were here because somebody said, I'm going to support New Life. And if you could come alongside them, maybe you do give and you feel like you could give more to help us in this time between now and the end of the year. Maybe you've never given. And if that's the case, try it. I think you'll love once you give, listening to the program, knowing you're part of every transformation.
Each gift is an affirmation that God's hand is on this ministry.
That's right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. You could go to newlife.com. You could go to the App Store and download the New Life app. Or if you have it, you can give that way. But call us. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And right now, 1-800-229-3000.
We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.